Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Welcome to our service of worship on this fourth Sunday of Lent. Our celebrant is Bishop Liz Lopezu, and our homilist is the Reverend Debbie Edgehill-Jones. And now, let us prepare our hearts for worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for the fourth Sunday in Lent. Gracious Father, whose beloved Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be true bread, which gives life to the world. Evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us, and we in him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 21, beginning at the fourth verse. From Mount Hor, they set out by the sea, by the way to the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. But the people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole. And whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, for those he redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some were sick through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities endured affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind, and let them offer thanksgiving sacrifice. Artists of souls, you sculpted a people of yourselves out of the rocks of wilderness and fasting. Help us as we take up your invitation to prayer and simplicity, that the discipline of these 40 days may sharpen our hunger hunger for the feast of your holy friendship, and wet our thirst for the living water you offer through Jesus Christ. Amen.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, beginning with the first verse. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the results of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel, John 3:14 through 21. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Though those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the early part of John's scripture, Jesus is speaking with Nicodemus, a Pharisee and a leader of the Jews. He's recognized Jesus as rabbi and knows Jesus is a teacher that has come from God, because no other could do the things that Jesus was doing unless God was with him. Jesus enlightens Nicodemus with many insights about what it will take to see the kingdom of God. Jesus tells about the Son of Man needing to be lifted up to give opportunity for eternal life to all believers, and how God gave his only Son to the world to save it. But Jesus also explains to Nicodemus that there will be those who choose not to believe, and for those, the kingdom may never be theirs to share. This news about not gaining the kingdom is done with fairly dramatic language, and the word condemn is used regarding non-believers. So this may be understood to mean that some will not share in the glory of eternal life in the kingdom of God. But God's condemnation might confuse faithful followers of Christ who believe wholeheartedly in the life everlasting and the pure love that God has for all. So we ask, why would God condemn any of his children when we believe God is kind and just and loving. God is not condemning anyone. God has such a love for us that we cannot measure its purity nor its boundaries. God provides for abundance in our lives. He walks beside us when we falter. And above all, he forgives our transgressions and wipes our slates clean simply for the asking. There is no other love like this in existence. God does not look at his children to condemn their lives, their thoughts, or their actions. God has always opened up his arms to assure each of us that no matter the trial, the error, or the ill will, by simply turning to God and asking his forgiveness, when we have failed, it will be granted. Nothing more is asked of us. God does not hold on to our mistakes. God's love is so much stronger than any form of condemnation. We all know people who profess to be non-practicing or outright disbelievers. And many people in the world have yet to be taught the good news. So does that mean that all these children, equally beloved by God, will be condemned? No, not by God. God offers us his love, abundance, grace, the gifts of the kingdom, and above all, forgiveness when we fail. He wants us to know God is always there for us, and that when our lives on earth end, we will live on in his eternal love forever. He asks only that we keep his commandments and treat each other as God would. God never gives up on us. His love is so much stronger than the will to condemn that his arms are open to every person on earth every hour of every day. Since God has given us all free will to choose or reject him, we need to consider that condemnation could be self-inflicted through choices we make in life. God knows us. He knows we need guidance. And he knows that we will make poor choices and mistakes. But God does not condemn any of us during our lifetimes. Through prayer, we can be forgiven for our wrongs and misunderstandings. God makes it easy for us to know his love and his grace and avoid condemnation. He never refuses his love to anyone who asks. Receiving God's great love and forgiveness is as simple as a prayer. No special equipment is needed. No memorized words must be said. And no particular rituals must be performed to accept God's offer of eternal life. A simple prayer is all it takes. Start with Father, I ask, or whatever words one uses to receive God's forgiveness and acceptance, not condemnation. God offers us the continual opportunity to accept his offerings right up until the end of our human lives. God's love is so much stronger than condemnation. And now, as we come once again to Lent, we take time to think about God, to turn to him to remember, to recognize, and to honor and thank God for the gifts we have received. Especially for the gift of his son, Jesus, who is our strength and our heart. God's love is widespread and real, and all are invited in to receive it and to share it with others. John's gospel specifically shares for us to know God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. God's love for the world is so strong that he sacrificed his son, and yet he's asking nothing like this of us. Because God gave up his son to save the world, God will help all his children to receive not only his love, his forgiveness, and his blessing, but also that eternal life with him forever in the kingdom of God. His love helps us overcome our own potential for self-condemnation. Because God offers his abiding love and forgiveness to us until our dying day, we have time, God's love, by treating others as God would have us do, with love and kindness and forgiveness. For we too can show that God's love triumphs condemnation so that others may know and receive the love and the life we are all offered as children of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Embraced by God's word, let us intercede for all those in need, saying, have mercy, O Lord. For the church, that our Lenten hunger be for justice and our thirst for deeds of justice, we pray.
Have mercy, O Lord.
For the community of nations, that the worth of every life may compel us on the way to solidarity and peace, we pray.
Have mercy, O Lord.
For exiles and refugees, that all who are homeless because of war or hunger, because of the greed of others, because of disabilities, may find places of rest and kindness, we pray.
Have mercy, O Lord.
For those who struggle with addictions, that they may find strength and love for the simple gifts of God, we pray.
Have mercy, O Lord.
For this assembly, God's handiwork, that our steps may be directed in ways of peace that lead us to the side of those the world despises, and that we name these rejected ones our brothers and sisters, we pray.
Have mercy, O Lord.
For those who are ill, especially. And those who have died, especially. We pray.
Have mercy, O Lord.
God, full of goodness and open to weakness, remember all whom we remember and remind us all whom we forget. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Dear friends, in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners, invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord always be with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, in Jesus Christ, we behold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you and open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation, the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he may shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise. Through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering, he took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in truth. And together we praise and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, the Father, the Son, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, O Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
This is the Lamb of God. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving Spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church, so that we who have been fed with holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And may the best blessings of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request,
please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.